It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
All right, ladies, we'll need you to open up your Genesis to chapter 48. We're in lesson 65 today. Hello, teacher Connie Stample.
Hello, and I'm so excited because this is going to be about Jacob blessing Joseph's two sons.
All right, why don't I start in verse 1 here of 48? And it says this, "After this, Joseph was told, 'Behold, your father is ill.' So he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And it was told to Jacob, 'Your son Joseph has come to you.' Then Israel summoned his strength and sat up in bed. And Jacob said to Joseph, 'God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said to me, "Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make you a company of peoples and will give this land to your offspring after you for an everlasting possession. And now your two sons who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine as Reuben and Simeon are. And the children that you fathered after them shall be yours. They shall be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance. As for me, when I came from Paddan to show my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan on the way, while there was still some distance to go to Ephrath. I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. When Israel saw Joseph's sons, he said, 'Who are these?' Joseph said to his father, 'They are my sons, whom God has given to me here.' And he said, 'Bring them to me, please, that I may bless them.' Now the eyes of Israel were dim with age, so that he could not see. So Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, 'I never expected to see your face, and behold, God has let me see your offspring also.' Then Joseph removed them from his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on the head of Ephraim, who was the younger, and his left hand on the head of Manasseh, crossing his hands, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, 'The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the boys, and in them let my name be carried on, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth.' When Joseph saw his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he took his father's hand to move it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, 'Not this way, my father, since this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head.' But his father refused and said, 'I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. Nevertheless, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his offspring shall become a multitude of nations.' So he blessed them that day, saying, 'By you Israel will pronounce blessings, saying, "God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh."' Thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, 'Behold, I am about to die, but God will be with you and will bring you again to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you rather than to your brothers one mountain slope that I took from the hand of the Amorites with my sword and with my bow.'"
Yes. So here we have Jacob at the end of his life, and Joseph brings his two sons to his father for blessing. And Jacob sits up in bed and he talks to Joseph and reminds him of what God Almighty has done, how he's blessed him, how he said he would be fruitful and multiply, how a company of peoples would come from him, and how this land will be for his offspring an everlasting possession. And then Jacob does something unexpected. He takes both of Joseph's sons and he adopts them as his own sons. He says that they're going to be just like Reuben and Simeon, his own sons. And really what he's doing is he's giving the blessing of the birthright to Joseph because he's getting a double portion in the land, the inheritance, and both of his sons are going to have territory in the land. Joseph's tribe, Joseph's descendants will have 1/6 of the land in Canaan. And so this is coming to Joseph as the blessed son. And we find that Jacob reminds us of his wife, Rachel, and I think the blessing is coming because of Rachel. It's becoming because of what his older brothers have done, and it's also, I think, probably in part due to the integrity of Joseph himself and just what a special son he was to his father in all that he'd done. And then we find Joseph brings those two sons next to him, and Jacob, just like his father Israel, doesn't see well at the end of his life, and Joseph carefully arranges them so that the firstborn is right there by his father's right hand, and the secondborn, Ephraim, is on the other hand, and Jacob crosses his hands in the blessing. And Joseph notices what his father's doing, and he says, "No, father, this one's the elder, this one's the younger." And Jacob says, "I know, my son, I know." But God has revealed to him that this is how it's to be. And Ephraim is to be a leader, and he will be greater than Manasseh. Both will be great tribes, but the younger will be the leader. And God has done this so many times in Genesis where man kind of thinks it's going to be a certain way, and God chooses it to be a different way. And so the two sons are blessed, and they're given double blessing, blessing upon blessing. It's just beautiful. And then Israel says to Joseph, "Behold, I'm about to die, but God will be with you and will bring you again to the land of your fathers." And so again, it's reiterating what God has said so many times. And remember, God himself had appeared in a vision to Jacob on the way to Egypt and said, "I will bring you out." And so Jacob is reminding Joseph, this will happen. And Joseph takes this to heart, because we're going to see in the next chapter what Joseph's response is to this. And then verse 22 is an interesting one, because Jacob gives a special piece of land to Joseph, and we didn't even know about any war with the Amorites, because it says, "I took this land from the Amorites with my sword and bow, a mountain slope." But interestingly enough, that word mountain slope is the Hebrew word Shechem, and where this site is located is near that city of Shechem, which we learned about before, and it's also right close to where Jacob's well is, and Sychar, which from the New Testament, we know in John chapter 4, Jesus met with that Samaritan woman at that well, Jacob's well. And so it's all tied together, but Joseph himself is given a special piece of property in Canaan that his father actually owns, and that will be where Joseph will be buried. So what we really want to pay attention to is just how, at the end of his life, Jacob is full of faith and understands what God is doing, and in faith blesses these two sons. And what a contrast from when he was a young man and he was stealing blessing and birthright and tricking his father. And Jacob is now doing what God has told him to do, and it is a beautiful thing when people accept and understand what God does, and he blesses them. And so as we come to the end then of this chapter, we're reminded of Hebrews 11:21, that Hall of Faith chapter where it talks about Jacob's faith. And I'll just read it to you. Hebrews 11:21 says, "By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff." And so that wraps up today's lesson in Genesis. Find the notes on naomistable.com.